You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Broadway star Audrey Bennett is here, as is the amazingly talented Ariel Rosentool, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. I really hope that everyone had a good week. One thing that I miss other than Broadway and Disney, obviously, is traveling. I know the travel industry is definitely taking a big hit during the pandemic, especially flying. It seems that one airline is trying to make up for some of that lost revenue by offering airplane meals in grocery stores, because there's nothing more that I miss than airplane sushi. Actually, I read that they're going to be offering reindeer as part of their in-home meals. That's not a joke. And also one surefire way to get on Santa's naughty list. Moving south of the North Pole, a Danish zoo recently announced that has the oldest penguin which ever lived, at a remarkable 41 years of age. The penguin's name is Oldie, O-L-D-E, which they say translates to great-grandmother. Oldie has lived most of her life in solitude since she was a young penguin, because nobody wanted to play with a 6-year-old named great-grandmother. I'm glad to see that Oldie is fitting in and getting her moment to shine. I hope that we all find a place where we fit in and where we belong. It's like the band Keane sing, "Somewhere Only We Know." This is "Somewhere Only We Know."
I walked across an empty land. I knew the pathway like the back of my hand. I felt the earth beneath my feet. Sat by the river and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting tired and I need someone to rely on. I came across a fallen tree. I felt the branches of it looking at me. Is this the place we used to love? Is this the place that
That song, especially having been living through a pandemic the past few months, definitely has a new meaning to me. For me, Somewhere Only We Know is the pre-pandemic days of having fun with my friends in rehearsal and creating music and collaborating live and in person. I miss that, but I know that being able to reinvent collaborating in a virtual setting has definitely opened up so many more new opportunities for us. I'm so happy to welcome one of my frequent virtual collaborators, the amazing Audrey Bennett, back to the Early Night Show. Hi, Audrey!
Hi, Josh!
I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show!
I'm so happy to be here!
How are you doing with school being back in session?
Well, summer was awesome, but I think that getting back in school is, I mean, it's good for us because we need to learn, and I'm excited that I'm able to reconnect with some of my school friends. So, and it's also cool to be in seventh grade now.
Oh, that's so cool. Do you miss being in person, or do you love attending online?
I quite like attending online. I do miss like seeing people, but I never really liked getting up early because I think it's just easier to juggle my work and my school because then you don't have to worry so much about like when this is due or having classes until this time. I think it's just easier to control everything.
I know that you're going to be playing Annie soon. Can you tell us a little more about the project?
Well, it is going to be Coda Productions, which is Kids of the Arts, and I'm super excited to be a part of it, and I think that it's going to be amazing, and yeah, I've always wanted to play Annie, so it's going to be throughout the holiday season, so it's going to be super fun.
Now, is Annie going to be on stage, or does everyone record at home?
Everyone is going to record at home, so it's going to be fully virtual, and yeah, so I think that that'll be pretty cool, because now, like, that we have technology and all of this, we're able to do a show online, which, if you could, like, tell someone that, like, 100 years ago, can you imagine what they would have thought?
Like, why is this online?
Yeah.
So, what do you think about singing a song with me today?
Oh, I would love that.
Cool. What song would you like to sing?
I'm going to be singing Killer Instinct from the Broadway musical Bring It On.
Well, I love Bring It On. I actually saw it on Broadway. Did you see it?
No, I probably didn't live in New York at that time, but I'm sure it was great.
What made you select that song?
Well, I think that it's a super duper fun song to sing, and it has a bunch of riffs, and the character acting is incredible. And sometimes it's fun to play the villain and things.
Oh, it really is, and it's such a fun song, and I'm so excited to hear you sing it. Here we go!
Dear God up in heaven, a prayer for Campbell. When she was my hero, now she's a disgrace. I'm here on top and she's less than zero, dragging me down to save face. She always worked hard, she was trusting and fair, and Lord, that's the crux of her problem. To get Campbell transferred and ripped from the life that she knew. And your dreams come true. 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 Oh, oh, it takes that killer instinct, that killer desire. Are you the little ant, or do you set the ants on fire? And if there's two girls in line to lead the team before you, system and change Skylar's grade from a D to an F. Then you hire some sick guy to lick Kyler's toothbrush so she contracts mono. Now no one is left to be captain, so they turn to you. And your dreams come true. Do I sound awful? a fourth of frame and just use my killer instinct and my dreams come true.
That was wonderful, Audrey, and I can't wait to watch you shine as Annie soon. My next guest has been staying busy creating and writing throughout the pandemic. I'm so happy to welcome Ariella Rosentool.
Hi, Ariella. Hi, Josh. I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Of course. Are you back in school full time now?
Yes, and it happened for a month. My school opened on August 31st. How's your school going?
It's going pretty well. My school opened a few months ago, and I've just been trying to make sure that I stay on top of my classes and also meet new friends. Cool. And also trying to keep myself busy during this extended intermission in theater. How have you been staying busy as a singer and performer during the intermission?
Well, as a singer and performer, I decided I should learn something new. So I started taking songwriting classes with the amazing Heidi Rogers.
Wow, that's amazing.
By the way, last time I was on your show, I sang Wings, which she actually wrote.
What? That's amazing. That's incredible.
And she helped me write my new song, Castle of Dreams.
Oh, that's so cool. Where can our viewers and listeners check out your new song?
It will soon be on Instagram and Facebook, and hopefully they'll like it.
Yeah, I'm so, so excited to hear it. I know that in addition to being an actor, singer, and dancer, that you're also a writer. Can you tell us about the new short film that you wrote?
Yes. So I'm currently working on a new short film called Butterfly. Butterfly is a comedy slash drama about a preteen girl trying to understand the meaning of life. We just had our first reading and I have the best cast with Dahlia Knapp and Melvin Cox. The short film isn't just about filming it. It's also about giving opportunities to young actors and filmmakers, just like me.
Giving opportunities to others is something that is so important to me as well through my work, and I'm so proud of what you're doing. I really can't wait to watch it.
Thank you.
What about singing a song with me today?
I would love to.
What song would you like to sing, and why did you choose that song?
I would like to sing West Covina, because it's a fun song, because the main girl's a bit psycho, and it's about staying positive no matter what.
Well, I'm so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
West Covina, California. In my soul, I feel a fire, as I'm heading for the pride of the Inland Empire. My life will change, oh my gosh. 'Cause I'm hopelessly, desperately in love with West Covina. See the sparkle off the concrete ground, hear the whoosh of the bustling town. What a feeling of love in my gut, I'm falling fast in the middle school's music program was cut. People died at Shea Applebee's, and the sky seems to smile at me. It's all new, but I have no fear. And also by coincidence, Josh just happens to be here. What a cool looking anime wig! And I've never seen a pretzel this big. It's my destiny, that much is clear. And also, this guy Josh just happens to be here. To be clear, I didn't move here for Josh. I just needed a change. 'Cause to move here for Josh, now that'll be strange. But don't get me wrong, if he asked for a date, I would totally be like, that sounds great! Did it sound cool? I said, that sounds great. Okay, how about now? That sounds great. Yes, I heard of West Covina from Josh, but I didn't move here because of Josh. Do you have a wrench? Look, everyone, stop giving me this shakedown. I'm not having a nervous. West Covina, California. West Covina, California. Amazing, Ariella. If you want to perform and sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok, at Joshua Turchin, and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. Also, if you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to Early Night Show Casting at gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Audrey Bennett and Ariella Rosenthal. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy, wear a mask, and vote!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.